So number one, we didn't see this just on the last sugya. I just saw now the Cheshek Shloimo. The Cheshek Shloimo says another pshat b'shitas Rashi. Yeah, Toys says all these kashas on Rashi because he learned Rashi that even the Bira Shoina you have to wait till after everything's finished. So we said a pshat the Makna brought that maybe Rashi just meant not wait till the bias. So the Cheshek Shloimo says a different pshat. He says. Rashi never mentions also.
There.
Loyachatzana means the beer Rishonah, which is mutter, don't be malchut in the perhes, you know, in an open area. They go into a private place. That's what Rashi meant to say. And he brings became Pirush Rambam Be'emes, and that the Rambam learns Apshat, and then he says Shubri Isi that the Beis Shmuel and the Bnei Yeshua both learn Rashi this way, and he says V'toyd Lekel Shekavanti L'Daitem that's Taka the Bnei Yeshua learned Rashi. Then Echinami Lo Yichatzen Lavoy Aleh Ba'Oifin of out in the open. That's all it meant to say. Yeah, we had a third pshat in another pshat in Rashi. Keshek Shloimeh, Bnei Yeshua, and Yishmuel, and this is the Rambam's pshat. That lo yichatzenu b'mechom going to Rashi means even though you have, it's mutter to be rishayda, shas mechom. But don't do it in an open area. Go and find a makam amutzna. That's what it meant to say.
And so the Rambam.
No, it's not lo yichatzenu. Thank
you.
Without the yichatzen, you would think not.
Well, it is. If this gets these hours, you might be right there.
Tano Arbon, new sugya. Im Omer Yoimar, Ad She Yoimer V'Yeshane. You have to say it twice. The Eved has to say. The Eved who wants to become a Nirtza has to say it twice. Omer B'Tchila Sheish V'Lo Yamer V'Soyv Sheish Eino Nirtza. He's got to say it once at the end. He's got to say it once at the beginning when he's still an Evid. So that's what the Pasuk's teaching. When? Once at the end, once at the beginning. So let's first talk about the first part. It's saying that saying it at the beginning and not at the end isn't enough. Meaning, Omer Yoimer means it has to be twice. But the second part of the drasha is, don't think that both of those times can be at the beginning or both at the end. That's to be one at the beginning and one at the end. Okay. So how do you know you need one at the end? Because it says it's a chavshi, is going out. So for the Gemara, my irim lo it's a chavshi. Why do you have to learn from lo it's a chavshi? Typically, the bina nahafti asadoni v'zishuv is banai v'leiko. Why do you learn it? Because we need nahafti asadoni v'zishuv is banai, and betchila sheish doesn't have that yet. V'su another kasha. Oh, v'soiv sheish lo betchila sheish inu nirtza. Why not? Shnemara eved. The reason why the end is not enough and you need the beginning is because it says he's an Eved. At the end of it, he's not still an Eved. So to answer both of these kashas, Amarava, Tchila and Soif doesn't mean the beginning of the 6 years, the end of the 6 years. Tchila means before he was already Nichnas until the last Shabbat of work. So therefore it answers the kasha that he already has. Ahti is bonai, there's ishtiv is bonai, so you can't ask, well, he doesn't have them. Mitaka has them. Because it's already at the end, but it's before the last Shavuot Pruto. And soif means after he already started the last Shavuot Pruto, which answers the other kasha of, isn't he still an Eved? The answer is no. Once you already started the last Shavuot Pruto, that's not something which, yeah, he still has to work to finish off the Shavuot Pruto, but since it's less than the amount that you could ever make someone an Eved, or buy someone for an Eved, or sell someone, or beguile someone from being an Eved. It's not, doesn't have a shame Eved. So that's the drasha. That's both drashas. Huh? No, so if after the last Shabbat put the began already, he says, I want to become an, I want to stay near Tzav, that's already too late. That's already. No, so I'm saying, so then, that's already called Soif. That's already called Soif.
While he's still
in. No, that's not called while he's still in heaven.
Yeah,
no, that's for the Tchilas. I mean, we have a Joshua for the Tchilas and a Joshua for the Soif.
Right.
The Joshua for the Tchilas is, he's still called in heaven. That's Lifnei the last Shabbat Pruto. The Joshua for the Soif is Eitzei Chavshi, that he's holding by Yitzi already. That's after the last Shabbat Pruto has already begun. Just we asked, what do you mean? Tchila, he doesn't have a wife and kids yet. No, he does, because Tchila means before the last Shabbat Pruta. It doesn't mean Tchila Mamish. And we asked, so if you still have it, the answer is no, because after you're already Nichlas in less than a Shabbat Pruta, you're not, it doesn't have a shame Evid anymore. It answered up both, that's what Rabbi answered up both kashas. Fine, very good. Tana Rabbanan, Loi Isha Banim, or the Rabbi Eini Shabanim, Eino Nirtza. If he's got the wife and kids, meaning the Shifcha wife and kids, obviously, we know that that's what it's going on when he says half the stillness is she was Banai. But his master does not have a wife and kids, Eino Nirtza. Shnemaikya, Heiv Chav, Yaz Beisecho. That means the Rav also has to have a bias. The Rabbi Isha Banim, if the Rav has a Isha Banim, but Loi Eini Isha Banim, but the Eved does not have Eino Nirtza. Shnemaikya, half the stillness is she was Banai. Who oh, he was rabbi, he loves the rabbi. Rabbi and a boy, but the rabbi does not love him. Ain't on yirtza. Shnemai kitoiv loy imcha. With you, that means the feeling has to be mutual. Rabbi a boy, the rabbi loves him, but ain't oiv as rabbi, he doesn't love the rabbi. Ain't on yirtza. Shnemai kiyahivcha who kiyahivcha. Who choyle if he's sick? Rabbi and a choyle ain't on yirtza. Shnemai kitoiv loy imcha. Rabbi choyle, who ain't on choyle ain't on yirtza. Shnemai imcha. Right, we get the drushes. The imcha means it has to be also mitzad the rav. Okay, boy, Rabbi Barabaya. What about shneim choilin? My imcha beinu. Do we need that they're both holding by the same thing? Well, you can. We have that. Or maybe that's the daf could be good. And we don't have that. Take it. Not sure what the shaila. It says, Kitoy La Yimcha. Meaning, do you say Kitoy? What?
Yeah, you think as long as they're Yimcha together.
That's the Toy, right. Is it Kitoy that has to be an objective Toy and also Yimcha? Or no, the Toy is Yimcha. So if it's almost Yimcha, that's Toy. And if they both Cholas, that's also good. That's the Shiloh. Good. Very good. Take it. We had this structure already before. And if you remember, Tosfos said earlier, right, why is the coin ever la'atzmoy? Because if you only have one, you have to give it to him. So it's not just, right, that was Tosfos asked. What do you mean that? You have to be, don't be, not ever la'atzmai, it's at least equal. No, it's more than equal. It's ever la'atzmai. It's all than la'atzmai, because even if he has one, he's got to give it to him. That's the Tosis earlier on. Tadra Rabban. Vayetzim imcha hu bonav imoy. Yes.
So it gives the case of Machal, it gives the case of Mishnah, and then add something else.
Yeah.
Adds the what's
Yoshin.
Yeah, I mean it's Machal Mishneh. It gives two an example of each, and then it brings a third thing. Just an extra thing.
Yeah. Same idea.
Same idea of just
toe. I guess, yeah. I don't know. I mean, why didn't it mention at the beginning Shena? I don't know. I guess just different examples of the same idea, yeah. That's what I would think. What do you mean, where are his sons going? They were not now this Banav Imoy obviously means it's Jewish sons, because of Bnei Knainis, they stay with the master. So what do you mean they go? They were never about them. What do you tell me they have to go out for? Ah, Mikan Rabbi Chai is in his Banav. So from here we have a riot that he had to support them the whole time.
Yeah,
again, right, going on his Jewish wife, Mikan Shirabi Chavim Zanazishtoi. But Sheikh, and we need both drushes to know that he has to be Mepharnes the children and Mepharnes the wife also. Why? What's the tzricha? So the Ashvin and Barav, if we only learned that he has to be Mepharnes the sons, they're not old enough to go make money themselves. She could somehow support herself. Maybe she has to support herself, and the other one's not mechayev to support her. So maybe we have to learn how also that mechayev to support her. Yeah, I mean, Ishtar, if you only told me the wife, to love dichla dure, it's busha for her to go asking for food. About bun the chayla dure, that's normal for young children to go asking for food if they can't get it. It's not a busha for them. In a line, maybe the adam does not have to support them. Tzricha, some amelia, but tzricha is not to require the adam to support both the wife and the children. Tana Rabbanon. He's not getting as much as work.
Not just Conan Everett. You're Conan Everett.
You got to factor that into your costs. To factor that into your costs when you
are. She doesn't work. She doesn't have to work.
The guy can work.
No, he has to be in finance.
He has to be in finance and Masonis. That's it.
He has to be in finance.
What's upside?
What?
What's upside?
For him? It depends. If the work that he's doing is worth all that, so then buy him. If he's not worth it to you, don't buy him. Hey, well, anything you do, you calculate the cost. So this is part of the cost. The guy's going to work a lot. You know, it's like basically, you know, indentured servant for all those years.
What he stole from you.
What?
It's not necessarily
the person who stole. Okay. Tana Rabban. Elu Nemar Oznoi. Badeles, so he's the Omer Yidkur can neged Oznoi Badeles. If the Pasuk only said Oznoi Badeles, I'd say make the hole near his ear into the Delis, but not actually pierce the ear. Delis in Oznoi Loi. Not that I would have thought.
Really?
If it only said Oznoi Badeles without the bit of Oznoi Badeles.
If it would have said, or outside the Rabbah, as Oznoi.
Kineged Oznoi Badeles. Delis in Oznoi Loi.
Kineged Oznoi Badeles.
How could you think such a thing? Oznoi Loi, Vakshiv, Rotza, Doinim, it's Oznoi Bamartseya. If had you got to do the Oznoi also, Ella, you see Oymer, that they're not connected. You tell the Oizen Mevroi. About you have to do both, the Oizen and the door. But I wouldn't have known you have to do through the Oizen into the door. I'll do the Oizen outside. Then bring him to the door and pierce the door near his ear. Tamar Loimer, no. Be Ozno Ubadelis. You have the whole passage there, the exact quote. You have the Mars. The Rotza.
No, because you've got Badelet and the Badelet.
Yeah, it's the two bases. Now, that. Yeah. No, that's a different. Oh, that's the other buzzer. That's a Noba Matseya. Where does it say bit Oznoi?
They both in the same puzzle.
You have the puzzle then? Maybe the same. Can I take a look? Should have looked it up before, right?
Here it is.
Loud.
Lakafta.
Yeah.
Samartseya.
Yeah.
Nasato. Ba'ozna ubadeles.
Ba'ozna ubadeles. So from there we learn out. What? Zok the Gemara. Okay, it's a doiker b'hoylei chachimigei etzol delas. Through the ear all the way and into the delas. Chachimigei l'delas, until you hit the delas, let's say. I don't know if it means mamish into the delas. It actually says chachimigei l'delas. But that's a stopper, yeah. That's how you do it. Not two different things, the ear and the delas. The ear, through the ear until you magia ara delas. Okay. Delesh, Mani Ben Akur, Ben Shein Akura. Maybe the Delesh does not have to be affixed to the doorpost. Maybe it could just be, you know, stam a detached door. Talmud Loi Mar Mezuzah. It says, bring him to the Mezuzah. Mar Mezuzah Mu'umad, Abdelesh Na'amim Mu'umad. The Mezuzah, the doorpost, it's standing. So the Delesh has to be standing. Not, you know, you can't lay the Delesh down on the floor and do it there. The Delesh has to be in its place. Good. Happy 1 5 minutes. Huh? Right. Last part. Rab ben Yochanan ben Zakkai Doyich to Mikra Zek min Choymer. When Choymer actually says, like, beautiful smelling fragrance, the way he darshan in this pasuk. What do you say? Man ishtana oizin mikol evon mishabagof. Why dapka the ear? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu oizin shishama koyder Sinai b'shoah shamarti kili b'nei Yisrael avodim b'loi avodim la'avodim. The ear which heard the Dar Sinai when I said Klal Yisrael my avodim, not avodim to avodim. V'holuch zeh b'koyin adon la'atzmai, and he went and was koyin adon for himself. Yirtza, that oizin should be Yirtza. That oizin should be Yirtza. Similar drasha, Rab Shimon Berebi Hayyadoy, which is a mikra zekim and choymer. Man ishtan the delos and mezuzah. Why dafka the delos and the mezuzah? We call kalim shabbayis. Why dafka there? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, delos and mezuzah. Shall you aid them in Mitzrayim? B'shar shepesachter a mashka the ashtei mezuzahs. I skipped over the mashka and mezuzahs. The amayti kliben is avodim loy avodim la avodim. Vayit seitzim and I brought them out. Me avdus the chenris. So both mitzad the oizen and mitzad the mashkoi from the mezuzahs of the delas, we have a similar drasha that he did not listen to what I told him in Mitzrayim when they left Mitzrayim, or by our Sinai, libanes of avadim, and he took an alden for himself besides me. That's the drasha. Toys is a very interesting medrash. Manashan Oizen Toysis brings to the Medrash that Marzeya is Begamachia 400. And it's brought in the Pasuk that Klai Yisrael Avodim 400 years, right? There's different ways to count it, obviously. We know the Chazal's about that, but in one place, right, it counts for 400 years, the Klai Yisrael Avodim of Mitzrayim. And Memela, that connected that, and Hashem took them out, and he went and took it on for himself, so he gets Yirtza from a Marzeya, which is the Gematria 400. Marzeya is the Gematria 400. Yeah, Vada. Marzeya. Now, there's one more to quit before I leave. A well known Kash over here. Okay. Well, it really is Hamar Tzeya.
Okay.
Good. There's one important kasha over here, which is a well-known kasha that if this is the pshat, so why not do nirtza right away when you sell yourself to an eved? If that's the pshat in the nirtza, why are you waiting until he decides to stay? Do it right away. So the Chetruk Shlema says the Geshmak of Art. Look at the Chetruk Shlema for a minute. Over here. He asks the kasha, right? The charetema, I'm kain yirtza miyach, machrat smoy lev. The moment he sells himself as an eved, that's when you should already do it. And then he says like this: V'oy, he has another kasha. Dim kain yosulim kratz smoy lev. And bechlal, if you're being over on this, you shouldn't be able to sell yourself to begin with. Kain yosulim skratz smoy lepoil, and you shouldn't be able even to hire yourself out as a worker. The Gemara says in Bamitzia and other places that the din is a poil, an hourly worker. So if you work for 4 hours of the day, it's his choice to say, you know what, I'm taking off the rest of the day. Don't pay me. He has the. It's his option. Why? They're not an eved to you. To hire them as a poil, that's fine. But the minute they decide. You don't got to pay them the rest of the day, of course. But the minute they decide we're going home, we worked enough today, you can't stop them. So he says, what's going on? So the, So you shouldn't be able to be a poyel bichlal. You shouldn't be able to sell yourself originally as an eved bichlal. So here he makes a geshmak achilik. He says, what's bothering us with this nirtza? Is the pshat, I don't love it lo'ilam, because he's going to work lo'ilam. Once he signs on as a nirtza, he does not have an out. Yoivo can send him out. But he can't be goyel himself out. He can't choose to leave. And that's how we're avodim to Hashem. About the sheish, but for 6 years, you can buy yourself out against the Adam's will. He has no choice. But if he says, then he's near so. And Mameya, that explains with the Poel also. Because since the Poel is Yachalachzabar Bem Tzayoyim, Mameya, he's allowed to do it. But if you don't let him go, then he's being over. I'm leaving ASO. That's what the Gemara means with the Poel too. Tainu. A Poel is working. He's allowed to rent himself out. But the point is, he has a choice to leave when he wants. And the Gemara is saying is, if you don't let him leave when he wants, you're being over. I'm leaving ASO Abod. Who had din by an Evid. As long as you can buy yourself out, you didn't sell yourself in Gansan. The problem is to sell yourself in the similar vein as your Evid Hashem. And that is a type of Evid that doesn't have a choice to leave in the middle. It has much of a choice to leave in the middle. You're not being Oibron, leaving Esau Abadim. He's not doing what you're really doing for Hashem. But once he says, no, I can't leave, if the din by Poyel would be, you have to stay the rest of the day. Or over here by Nirtza, we're signing on to a thing that he cannot be going himself out anymore. Then you're being over, leaving yourself. That's the chilik. Kaval de Gavart. That's why we don't do the Nirtza right away in a regular Evid of Sheish Shonim. Gotta run, sorry. It's good that it was a fast one.
Everyone, their main time should go like them. So the next Mishnah.